A collaboration between Indiana University and the Monroe County Community School Corporation gives kids the opportunity to learn to compose their own music. Reporter Isabella Vesperini has more for this week's City Limits.
Debbie Pinella and Ruth Boshkoff created the Kids Compose program 20 years ago. Hundreds of kids in 2nd through 6th grades enter every year. Pinella says they wanted to support teachers and give students a stage.
The idea was to give the music teachers in the area a reason to focus on music composition just at least one point in the year, and to support them and to highlight that and what they were doing with their kids, and then give a way for the students to shine.
So composing your own melody and making something up that is all yours.
Maggie Olivo is a music teacher at Fairview Elementary. She works with her students for up to 5 weeks in the fall to compose and write their own melodies. Experience playing an instrument is not required to participate.
We started with a really simple musical idea, and then we talked about all these different ways that you could play with it. And so much of composition is that reflective component where you hear an idea and then you think, okay, do I like that? Can I change it a little bit? What happens if I repeat this, but maybe I change it this way instead? I want it to be a hands-on experience, first and foremost.
8 winners are selected in the fall to work with students at the IU Jacobs School of Music to develop their melodies into a bigger orchestral or band piece in the spring. Teresa Baird is a 5th grader at Binford Elementary School and one of the winners of this year's competition. She says she named the melody Untitled.
Cool. Like, I feel like it started out with something small that, like, sounded good, but, like, of course it wasn't, like, amazing. But, like, when I heard this, it's just, like, I feel like it should be in, like, a musical or something.
University Elementary 5th grader Esme Cooper says she created her melody on a xylophone and also named it Untitled.
It was crazy. I was, like, I did not expect to win this thing. I know, like, nothing about music. So when I see it played like that, I'm like, wow. I'm just mind blown.
Both Teresa's and Esme's melodies were given to Yuna Jo, a first-year doctor of music student at the IU Jacobs School of Music, to develop into a single bigger composition than an orchestra performed. The name of the full composition is Little Minds, Big Sounds. Pinella says it thrills her to see the finished work.
I always watch the children who are up there hearing their melody, and then hearing their melody be expanded on and become something bigger, and to be a part of that. And the smiles, it gives me chills to think about it, because it's incredible to see them realize what their voice, what their ideas can grow into.
The second pair of winners will have their compositions performed at the next concert in April. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
If you have a question about Bloomington that you'd like our City Limits team to answer, you can visit wfiunews.org/citylimits. You can also join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group for more Bloomington-specific news.